Hello guys, Gavin Malone here with a podcast about a book I read called Artemis Fowl by Eoin Colfer. We're going to start with the background and what the story is about. So the plot and background of Artemis Fowl by Eoin Colfer is basically a story about the Fowl family, which is a crime family. They commit crimes and earn money by doing so. They basically hold people hostage and do small jobs for some money. And Artemis Fowl, the father, has a son named Artemis Fowl Jr., or Artemis Fowl II, and he'll come in later in the movie. Artemis Fowl goes missing after years of hard work and gaining a lot of wealth. And with his disappearance, his family becomes slightly less scary and very less wealthy. Artemis Fowl II decides to follow in his dad's footsteps and become a criminal as well. Alright, so now we're going to go on to how Artemis is a hero. So, he is really smart kid. He's 12 years old, male, and he knows what he's doing. He makes a lot of plans throughout the whole story. We'll get into that later. He is a hero, but he's using it for bad, which kind of makes it less of a hero. I mean, it could be a hero depending on how you look at it. He develops close relationships with his companions. He would even be more of a hero if his intelligence was to help the community instead of destroy it. So now onto how it's part of the hero journey. So he starts out as an ordinary world. It's just being a 12-year-old boy living in a crime family, loving his life, grew up pretty wealthy, and he has his servant and his best friend named Butler. His call to adventure, he realized that he has enough potential that he could take over the family business, basically, if that's what you want to call it, and make it better by himself. His refusal was that in order to take over the family business and execute the plan he was plotting, he would have to give up on the search for his father. And he doesn't really want to do that, but he says if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. I didn't do all of these steps for the hero's journey, but I did a good amount of them. And so the mentor would be the first fairy he came in contact with. This story goes as Artemis meets a fairy and offered it whiskey, and the fairy agreed and drank the whiskey and got drunk. Artemis tricked the fairy into giving him her magical book, which has a bunch of secrets in it that would help Artemis execute this plan more thoroughly. He basically blackmailed the fairy into giving him the book, and then once he got it, he made sure the fairy couldn't do anything about it until he escaped. So the threshold would be, he translated the book. So fairies have a different writing and language than the humans. And so he translated the book, and it made it so he knew what he was talking about and could execute the plan better. His allies and enemies and tests, his enemies would be the fairies. So here, I missed this part. His plan was to kidnap a fairy named Holly and hold her hostage for money. And so he did so and completed the plan. But there was one problem. All the fairies were after him, and that would be his enemies. The fairies were armed, and they were coming back to get Holly. And fairies are, they can't be seen by the human eye, but Artemis developed these goggles that allowed them to be seen. And he gave him the butler, who was also armed with a rifle, and he protected them. His allies would obviously be Butler and his family. I mean, they helped him execute the plan. Mainly Butler and Artemis were the masterminds behind this. And his test would be defending the house from the fairies, because he really needed the money, because they were running out of money. And, yeah. So,